Welcome to the monthly Three Edge View from the Edge for August 2025. I'm Fritz Foltz, the Chief Investment Strategist here at Three Edge, and joining me here, as he does every month, Eric Beagleisen, Director of Investment Research and Deputy Chief Investment Officer here at Three Edge Asset Management. And as we also do each month, Eric and I will provide our firm's most recent outlook for the global capital markets, which is based on our proprietary Three Edge research model. Have a great deal to cover today, so let's get started. And the start of the third quarter has brought a rotation back into something fairly familiar, which is buy U.S. stocks and sell almost everything else. And while U.S. equity markets have moved higher in July, it feels like the resumption of the familiar bull market in U.S. tech stocks that we've seen for a number of years now. And so investors have to decide whether they want to continue to buy the dip, which has been a winning investment strategy so far, or perhaps the world has changed and the risks have changed, and risk to investment portfolios now come in many forms, including potential softening of the labor market, an increase in tariffs to levels not seen since the 1930s, potential for rising structural inflation, higher interest rates, rising government debt, stagflation, geopolitical risk. We certainly continue to see mounting signs of an equity market bubble in the U.S. If you think about the things that you want to check off about being in a bubble, we have extended levels of margin lending, euphoria around the potential for artificial intelligence and technological innovation, the oft-quoted fear of missing out or FOMO, and just investor overconfidence and the idea that this time is different. But we also have reduced regulation and social media contagion and amplification. However, signs of a bubble are not a tactical timing instrument. As we know, overvalued markets can continue to move higher before ultimately correcting. And then lastly, we have the Federal Reserve, which is now expected to begin to lower interest rates at the next FOMC meeting, which is in September. Taken together, research continues to prioritize broad diversification, including for us both U.S. and international stocks, as well as hard assets, gold, and commodities, which can serve as hedges against the threat of the impact of tariffs and the potential for stagflation. And so we continue to maintain broadly diversified, resilient portfolios to keep our clients safe from the inevitable market correction. And so with all of those many, many factors as backdrop to the month of August, let me bring Eric into the conversation and let's see what our Three Edge model research is indicating. And Eric, maybe you could begin with a Three Edge matrix of the major asset class groups.
Yeah, will do. Thanks, Fritz. So what we see here is the asset class matrix. You only see one arrow for India there. So it might look like there's not a lot going on, but where we find ourselves, like you described, Fritz, is at this inflection point where, is it time to continue to buy the dip or time to sell? And so we find that inflection point kind of behavior manifesting in the model as we look through the details of each asset class, I'm sure we'll discuss.
Excellent. All right. So let's get into it and look at the various asset classes, beginning with equities. And let's start with U.S. equities, which, as we mentioned, are back in rally mode, at least for now.
Yeah. The model research is maintaining that current outlook for U.S. equities is mixed or this neutral camp. You know, as we've noted for quite some time, we do find U.S. equities to continue to be significantly overvalued in the manner in which we calculate that. You know, so far, the Trump administration's negotiated tariff arrangements, you know, bring our country's tariffs, you know, to the highest levels they've been since the 1930s, as you referenced for us. And one has to believe that this is likely to be a drag on growth. You know, as a reminder, it's U.S. corporations and U.S. consumers that ultimately pay these additional taxes, not the country the tariffs are imposed on. So the concern then is that this may lead to or contribute to a surge in inflation, which could lead to an economic slowdown or a recession, also known as stagflationary environment. You know, but like you said, as we're all aware, overvalued markets can get even more overvalued, and timing the bursting of a bubble is only really easy to do in hindsight. So mixed camp for now.
Very true. let's shift attention then and look at the equity markets, but those that are outside the U.S., for example, European equities, where the EU has recently reached a deal, at least in principle, right, with the U.S.?
Yeah. We're seeing, market momentum measures, positive investor psychology measures. These continue to drive European equity markets higher. But from our modeling perspective, the yield curve, while it has been steepening, and that is a positive, it's just not sufficiently steep still to be indicative of sustainable growth. So, we need to see probably some continued interest rate cuts by the ECB, the European Central Bank, and that would likely be beneficial to help improve that overall mixed outlook that we have for the region.
All right. And let's move over to Asia, Japanese equity markets, which has also had a pretty good year this year. What are we seeing there now?
Yeah. The positive outlook for Japanese equities remains even more so now that a trade deal between the U.S. and Japan has been reached. We've noted Japan's ability to pull out from its long period of stagnation. It only recently emerged into having, positive growth outlook on the heels of having raised their short-term interest rates from negative land into positive territory. We're seeing, tightening credit spread measures, continued positive investor psychology. These will all need to kind of stay in place for this positive outlook to continue.
All right. What about the emerging market equities? What is our model research telling us there for China and the other emerging market?
Sure. Yeah. We do maintain a positive outlook for slightly positive outlook, I should say, for the emerging market equities in China. It does remain on watch for a downgrade potentially in the near term. And on the positive side, we're seeing the weakening of the U.S. dollar. That continues to be a net supportive factor for emerging market equities and Chinese equities. That makes it easier for those folks to repay U.S. dollar denominated debts with an appreciated local currency. That said, the U.S.-China trade negotiation saga that just continues to carry this uncertainty between the two nations here nearer term. So, we're still seeing, global geopolitical conflicts between the world's major powers also, which continues to suggest a period of uncertainty and volatility. So slightly positive and watching it very closely.
All right, great. And then lastly, what about India equities, which have come under the spotlight for U.S. tariffs recently, but what is the model indicating there?
The outlook for Indian equities from our model research side does maintain this slightly positive outlook. There are concerns here now between the U.S. and India regarding the trade negotiations nearer term. That's caused some more recent underperformance for India in particular. And that's led to this slight reduction in the outlook shorter term. While overvalued like the U.S., the yield curve measure we calculate for the region just continues to be sufficiently positively sloped, which provides this potential for future economic growth. So, I think nearer term, we're really focused on the outcome of the trade dispute to ultimately decide, what the outlook should be.
Well, 50% tariffs will probably bring Modi to the bargaining table, I would think. So
one would hope.
All right, let's shift our attention now to the bond market and the current interest rate environment, the U.S. Treasury market, where it seems to me that there's a good deal of investor angst with each subsequent U.S. Treasury bond auction. But what is the model seeing there?
Yeah, well, the outlook for inflation, may be elevated in the months ahead now due to these tariffs, which may keep the Federal Reserve in a longer-term rate pause. Hard to tell now with the unemployment data that you alluded to earlier. They're really trying to solve two mandates and have to use opposing monetary policy to achieve that. In addition, the tariffs on our major trading partners may reduce demand for longer-dated U.S. Treasuries. So that may result in higher yields, actually. So these two factors together, they continue to support the idea of concentrating one's fixed income investments in shorter term maturities.
All right. And then what about corporate bonds, or what's referred to as the credit markets? What are we seeing there?
Yeah, not much change here. Corporate credit spreads, by our measure, are still historically tight, making any additional yield over risk-free U.S. Treasuries just not worth the additional risk of the credit spread widening near term.
All right. And then lastly, let's look at the what we refer to as hard assets, or sometimes they're called real assets. And that would include both gold and commodities, maybe beginning with gold.
Yeah, well, the tariff measures proposed by the U.S., along with the threat of sanctions, have no doubt encouraged, you know, foreign investors and central banks to find alternatives to U.S. dollar-based assets, and that includes gold. You know, gold is priced in U.S. dollars, a rising gold price that really is just a reflection of weakening demand for dollars. You know, so gold continues to serve as this attractive asset for investors looking for a haven regarding concerns over geopolitical conflicts and relations, dollar, et cetera. We noted last month, you know, with gold recently having reached this all-time high of over $3,400 an ounce, the risk of a consolidation or profit-taking period. And we've seen some of that manifest, this more sideways chop in gold since it reached that high. But gold may resume its upward move as we see, you know, weakening job numbers that may encourage the Federal Reserve to actually begin on a monetary easing campaign, lowering interest rates to combat this side of the dual mandate. So gold provides, you know, continues to provide that nice hedge to volatility dampening to traditional investments like equities and bonds in these more volatile times.
Excellent. And I believe it's still up over 30% year to date. So second half of a year or so. Okay, moving on. Commodities, another real asset. What is the model looking at there?
Yeah, so, you know, the prospect of this global economic slowdown, you know, from the threat of these tariffs and the trade wars, you know, really it reduces that potential demand for commodities. But the potential that the negotiations will lead to better outcome than the market is currently anticipating does bolster the case for greater than expected growth, which would actually be a boon for commodities. So, and then like gold, weakening demand for U.S. dollars may benefit commodities more broadly as well, as they too are priced in dollars. So outlook remains positive here in the near term.
All right, great. All right, Eric, thank you very much providing our outlook for the various asset classes that make up our investment universe. So that will do it for this month's 3Edge View from the Edge. Eric and I will be back in early September, which unfortunately will mean summer is over, but we'll be back in September with another edition of the monthly View from the Edge. If you'd like a hard copy of the full View from the Edge newsletter, you can find that on our website, and that is the number 3edgeam.com. And as a reminder, our entire library video content is always available on our 3Edge YouTube channel. If you think that someone you know might benefit from these videos, please feel free to share them. And if you appreciate the videos and you would be so kind as to subscribe to our 3Edge YouTube channel, we would be most appreciative. So on behalf of Eric and everyone here at 3Edge, thanks for listening. This commentary is intended for information purposes only and does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy securities. The opinions expressed in View from the Edge are those of Mr. Foltz and Mr. Beagleisen and are subject to change without notice in reaction to shifting market conditions. This commentary is not intended to provide personal investment advice and does not take into account the unique investment objectives and financial situation of the listener. Investors should only seek investment advice from their financial advisor. The observations include information from sources that 3Edge believes to be reliable, but the accuracy of such information cannot be guaranteed. Investments, including common stocks, fixed income, commodities, and ETFs, all involve a risk of loss that investors should be prepared to bear.